On the news line with me now, Linda Schlegel-Culver, our state representative in the 108th District. Thank you so much for calling in.
Absolutely. How are you this morning?
Oh, I'm doing just fine. Thank you for being patient. I'm running a little bit behind here today, so you waited on hold. I appreciate that. Well, you have an event tonight to talk about Real ID. So define Real ID and tell us about tonight's activity.
Well, I want to start by saying you don't have to get the Real ID if you're not going to do one of the following three things. If you're not going to be flying domestically, if you're not going to be accessing a military base or installation, and if you're not going to be accessing a secure federal facility that requires the ID, you don't have to get it. But if you're going to do one of those three things, then you are going to want to get the Real ID.
Now, would the federal courthouse in Williamsport be considered a secure federal facility?
So it is, but we've asked the question, if you get called for jury duty and don't have the Real ID, would that prohibit you from serving? We are told no. You would still be able to serve. I'm just not sure what the process would be to enter the building, but you do need identification to enter a building. But if you want to go to the Social Security office, the post office, you do not need Real ID to go to those buildings.
All right, and the federal prisons are considered secure facilities, so you will
Correct.
Need it for them.
Yes.
Okay, please continue.
So if you have a U.S. passport or a U.S. passport card, that is considered Real ID as long as it's not expired. But a lot of people don't want to be carrying their passport with them all the time or, you know, when they fly domestically. So the Real ID is for the people that will be doing, again, flying domestically, accessing a military base or installation, or accessing a secure federal facility. The event tonight is to pre-qualify you. What they're saying is, you know, if you have all the criteria or all the paperwork they require, you'll be Real ID eligible, and then when March comes, you can apply online, and then they use your existing photograph on file and send you your Real ID.
The event tonight, where and when?
The event tonight is from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. at the Bogger Elementary School, and that is in Milton, and it is at the address of 60 Brenda Rovenalt Circle in Milton. It's a pretty easy access off of, I believe, the Broadway exit. There's plenty of parking, very visible down there. So it's a great location, and the Milton School District was gracious enough to allow us to use the building to, you know, reach out to the constituents we have at the upper end of the county. This is our second event, so I just want to verify that when you're coming tonight that you have all the information that you actually need to have with you. Are you okay if I go run down kind of what they need?
Yep, please. This is your open mic to talk about tonight's event.
So you have to prove your identity, prove you are who you say you are. So you'll need your birth certificate with a raised seal, issued by the Department of Vital Records, or you can use, again, a U.S. passport or a passport card. Some of the issues we ran into last time is, depending on when you were born and what you were issued at the time of birth, if it doesn't have what they call a raised seal, don't get too excited. It's not overly raised, but there's definitely a seal on it, and it will say certification of birth. If it says registration of birth, we'll probably have to get you a new birth certificate, and myself and my staff will be on hand tonight to help you apply for that if that's what you need. You'll need a copy of your Social Security card, and the name on your card must match the name on your proof of identity document. So I used my passport, so I had to actually add my middle name to my driver's license as part of the process when I did it. You'll need two proofs of current physical Pennsylvania address. You can use anything, an unexpired Pennsylvania driver's license or photo ID card, your vehicle registration card, an auto insurance card, a copy of a computer-generated utility bill just shows your name, address, a cell phone, cable bill, electric bill, gas bill, a W-2 form or a pay stub, any kind of a lease agreement or mortgage document, any of those will suffice for those two proofs of your physical address. And if anybody has a name change, you will have to prove the legal name change. And the other thing you'll have to do is if you've had multiple name changes, You'll have to prove sort of the progression of the name changes from the name you were born with to the name that you have today. Most oftentimes that is a name change court document and or a marriage certificate.
Well, it's no wonder Pennsylvanians were hesitant to get on board with this, you know, slower than some other states, but now we are 100% on board. So you need the real ID under certain circumstances, and as you emphasized at the very beginning, not everybody needs the real ID. If
Correct.
You're not going to fly domestically or internationally, for that matter, or if you don't plan to go into one of the federal prisons or the federal courthouse in Williamsport, unless you're called to jury duty, in which case some sort of an exception seems to be in play here, so we'll wait for that to evolve. Who else will be at the event tonight? You mentioned that your staff will be there to assist. Who else is going to be presenting?
Many members of PENDA. It's not a presentation. It's more you come. This is for convenience sake. Instead of having to go to one of the places that will verify you as far as the photo license centers or the driver centers, this is solely focused tonight on doing the real ID, you know, not people doing many different things at one of those sites. It's for convenience. It's for ease. They're patient. They take their time with you. PennDOT has been really, really wonderful, being patient, going through people's documents, changing names, you know, if your middle name needs added. And then once you... There's two steps to the process tonight. You get in line. They sort of scan through your documents to make sure you have everything you need. If you don't, some people have time to run home and go grab what they need, and or we'll help you navigate, you know, getting a birth certificate, or sometimes you have to go to the courthouse the next day. And then from there, you go into the next room, which I call the scan room, where they actually scan your documents and qualify you as pre-eligible for the license coming out. Don't need to pay for it tonight. You would do that in March. It's a $30 fee, and you also would renew your license for $30.50. You do not lose any current time that you have. They add it on to your current expiration date. Yeah, it is a little tricky. That's why we're kind of doing these events. We may have more, depending on if we still see the need for that as we go, you know, forward into the next couple of months. But we have until October of 2020. So, you know, it's not like you're at the end of the rope or the time is expiring. You have till 2020. This is just a way to make it more convenient for the constituents of the 108th District.
Right. If I have questions before tonight, can we still call your office in town?
Absolutely. We encourage you to call the office, either my Milton office or my Sunbury office today before the event. My staff will be on hand a little early, both in the office and up at the elementary school in Milton. I hope we're at a session in time that I can get myself back up there for the start of it, but I'll be heading back up from Harrisburg to help out with the event tonight.
Are you going to hear the governor's budget address today?
I am. I have the honor of escorting him in from, you know, his office over to the chamber today. So, yeah, we're really excited to hear what he has to say. And, you know, I always say this is the beginning of the process. It's a proposal, and the real work begins after today. So I encourage everybody to pay attention and engage over the next couple of weeks as we enter budget hearings and the whole budget process.
All right. Well, he's got a lot of things to talk about. We'll talk to you about those various topics in the days and the weeks ahead, and look forward to talking to you again. Linda Schlegel-Culver, thank you so much for calling in today with the information on your Real ID event that's tonight at the James Bacher Elementary School. Thanks for checking in today.
Thank you. Have a great day.
I do appreciate that. Thank you. That is State Representative Linda Schlegel-Culver, 108th District. The Real ID meeting is tonight. She will be at the James Bacher Elementary School. Well, scratch that. She'll get there, but her staff will be there early. James Bacher Elementary School in Milton, 5 to 8 p.m. You don't have to pay tonight. You need to have a raised print birth certificate or your U.S. passport, your actual Social Security card, two proofs of address, such as a driver's license and a vehicle registration, or electronically generated bills, utility bills and so on, that would say who you are and where you live. And if your name has changed over the years, you have to bring the proof that shows that sequential change in your name, what the name was, the marriage license that shows that it changed, and then, of course, the new name is there. So that would be one thing. So women and men both have changed names and so on over the years. So you got to be able to show that sequence.